I had fun doing this. I filmed a little Rubik's Cube speed cubing update. I've been speed cubing for about a year, and I know that some people are like, I don't care. It's so boring. You stupid Rubik's Cube. Well, the weird thing is last year, I almost severed my finger, my index finger, and it took some months to recover that. And even today, I don't have 100% mobility back, but for the most part, it's all good. I had to grow back the nerves, and everything. I used lion's mane mushroom and a bunch of herbs and nutrition. And I was able to recover, finger functionality, and then I got back into speed cubing once my finger worked again. It's hard to use a Rubik's Cube without all your fingers, it turns out. Unless you want to do it one-handed, which is crazy impossible. So I ended up just practicing speed cubing for fun. Just, something to pass the time. Sometimes if I'm on a phone call or something, or I'm listening to something, and I'll just do speed cubing with my hands while I'm listening to a call or whatever, or on a conference. If you're on a conference with me, that's actually what I'm doing. I'm doing the Rubik's Cube because I'm too bored. But anyway, I thought I'd just share this video with you with a little cameo by Rhodey at the end because he was curious what I was doing with the cube. So check out this. This is after about 1 year of speed cubing, and it's I feel like I'm getting pretty good at it now. Check it out. It's fun. All right. Hi, everybody. Mike Adams here with a speed cubing update. I'm just mixing up the cube right now. I've been speed cubing for about a year. I had quite a setback a little over 8 months ago or whatever it was when I almost cut off this finger. You can kind of see the scar. Not much of a scar. I grew it back. I grew back all the nerves and everything with lion's mane herb. And as you can see, it's fully functional now. Sorry about my dirty hands. I was out working in the yard. And I do speed cubing for fun and relaxation. So now we're going to solve it. We're going to look around, put white on bottom. This is the CFOP method. And then we're going to try to find where the red go. All right. And then from here, well, I didn't do a good job of actually spotting all the locations of everything. That's kind of my fault. But it's close enough. Oh, yeah. See? Yeah, we have that corner. Mm-hmm. And then, man, look, I screwed up the whole side. Can you believe that? That's totally my fault. Look at that. I got to fix that. Okay, now that's fixed. There we go. Awkward kind of movement right there. This is a weird pattern. Yeah, that's how you solve that one. And that's kind of how it's done. I screwed that up. So let's do it again. Let's see if we can do it better this time. Just randomly mix it up. How do we know it's random? Because I don't know. I can't even keep track of this. I have no idea. Just sometimes, because my hands are so big, sometimes I screw this thing up. Anyway, I don't have those little 13-year-old fingers. The little alien fingers that can manipulate these cubes like crazy. So I'm just doing random stuff. Okay. Oops, sorry. Didn't mean to hit the pedestal. So we're going to start over. See where everything is. Okay. Oops, that's the way that should be. There we go. Oh man, that is so convenient. All right, look at that. Can you believe that? Oh, that's actually not convenient. That's not what I thought that was. Okay, there it is. And then this one, we have lost track of something. Oh, there it is. Okay, now we have a pretty good handle on this. Yeah. And then it's just a question of there we go. What kind of final pattern do we have here? Oh, that one. There we go. That's how we solve it. All right, so there's a couple of solves there to kind of show you. Let me show you one of my favorite top patterns. Oops, there it is.
That's one of my favorite top patterns right there. It makes a T. See how it's like a sideways T? I don't know if you can see that. There, and that's how you bring it back to the way it was. There's a bunch of really cool patterns. Like, this is a cool one. And you see how that created, swap these two and those two? These two and those two right there. And you can swap them back. There, they're back. That's a fun one. There's a lot of fun ones. That swaps these two and these two. These two and these two. Oops, there. See, that's how you bring it back. Sorry, a little clumsy right now. But that's kind of some of the speed cubing that I've been working on the last year, you know, minus the finger injury time. So pick up some speed cubing, folks. It's a lot of fun. I think you'll really enjoy it. Thanks for watching. Mike Adams here. What do you think, Rody? Happy with that solve? Was that good? It's all done now. He likes it. Good boy, Rody. Yeah. Bark. Good boy. All right, there. I hope you enjoyed that. Just goes to show you can recover from physical injuries.